Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is life to go. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Macedonian Call around the globe. We are back. Praise God. I'm Sister Joanna Green with my husband, Brother Clint Green. And it has been 1 year. I was looking it up on Blog Talk Radio for our last episode. Number 162 was last June of 2017, and I couldn't hardly believe it. So pray for us that the internet will stay strong here in the country. It gets pretty weak, and we lose connection. So pray that we stay on and just trying to do a work for God. We don't claim to be nobody special. We're amateurs for sure, but that's okay. What we do for God, He'll reward us. And, you know, so many times over the time that we've been doing Blog Talk Radio, we would run into people local and tell us that they were listening. And those, since the year has passed, would ask, when are we getting back on? So, you know, we thank God that there are listeners out there. We didn't know who was listening, but, you know, when you walk up to us and you tell us you're listening, we just thank God, and it's a big encouragement that there are people out there that are for us. So we want to be for you, too. So if you feel like you want to preach, or that you, you know, that you're called and you don't have much of an opportunity in a church to preach, and you're called of God and you live a good, clean life, and you just call in, and, you know, we'll have you give a testimony or just obey God. And that number is 646-787-8615. If you're not a preacher, not called to preach, and you want to testify and tell what God has done for you, we welcome you to do so. Again, it's 646-787-8615. Praise God. So we're going to open up in prayer tonight, and if we'll just do that, lots of prayer requests on Facebook. We'll give some of that out a little bit later. But right now we want to open up the broadcast. This is definitely to God. This is to Him to be all the glory.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We're asking you, Father, to move, God, in this broadcast tonight, Father, to touch, God, and Lord, the lives of people listening in tonight, and those that will hear this broadcast, oh, Lord, at a later time, oh, God, we pray. Oh, Lord, you send your conviction power, Father, of those that are out there that are lost, that they might, oh, God, find a place of repentance. God, that they feel your tug upon their heart. God, help them. Oh, Lord, to consider their ways and realize they need Christ in their life, Father. Oh, Lord, that Jesus is coming again, Lord, that the way of salvation is through Jesus Christ alone and him. And he's the only way, Father. He said to himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, Lord, I convict him, oh, God. Help people get on the right track, the track, oh, Lord, that leads to heaven. Oh, God, that straight and that narrow way, Father God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, God, we thank you that he died on a cross to save us from our sins and wash us and cleanse us with his own blood. Father God, move upon the people, Lord. Oh, God, that hear this broadcast, we ask tonight, God, that you would anoint us, oh, Lord Jesus, to say the things that need to be said, Father. Oh, Lord, to touch the hearts of the people, oh, God, that are listening in out there. In the name of Jesus, we pray your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. So I was looking back to see when we actually started the Macedonian Call around the globe, and it was we went live for our first time. It was January the 20th of 2013. So now we're just getting started back up again, so pray that I remember how to do this because, like I said, it's been a year. And we're going to have some good songs for you to listen to here in a bit. But we're so glad to be back on, I tell you. God is good, and there's a lost and dying world out there that, you know, I hear many testimonies of missionaries going to third world countries. And they're sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and how their crusades and they just come by the thousands. And, you know, the third world, I thought about this, how hungry they are for God's word. When they hear it, they just want more and more and more of the word of God. And you know how in America we could hardly have a revival and people show up and just weekly services and how the churches, there's churches on every corner, all kind of denominations and preaching and telling about Jesus. And not all of them I know is not, with Jesus Christ, but the ones that are, you know, the church house should be packed. But it's not because there's so many divisions, so much the devil, you know, he tries to divide and conquer. He tries to, the Bible says that a house divided will not stand. So we need to come together and do a work for God because time is so short. And that's all we're trying to do. That's all we want to do. We're getting up there in age, and we just want to do our part. We used to knock on doors, and we used to just go. And you know, we're older now, and we can still do that. We just may do that. But, you know, this is right now how we're being able to, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, able to sit at our table in the dining room and share the gospel with you. Praise God. So, if you want to do this on your own, you could do this by paying a small fee for a monthly fee and going on the air for, you know, however long and just dial in and use your computer and it kind of walks you through the steps and you can preach the gospel on your broadcast. So we thank God for Blog Talk Radio. So tonight, the episode being number 163, the subject is God's Word, and praise God again. This is the Macedonian Call around the globe, and this is a test. We're conducting a test to see how long we could go. We're trying to go an hour tonight and to see how long our internet is going to stay up and going without trying to kick us off. So praise the Lord for internet. Praise the Lord for telephone because you need both of them. You need your telephone service unless you can do it. Somehow you can plug in to Blog Talk Radio through your computer with earphones, but I don't know how to do that. And somehow it sets up a microphone for you, but we just choose to use a telephone and dial in. So praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. So excited to be back with you guys. Now we're going to play this song. I have not found my speakers, so I'm going to share this song with you by the computer, and it's the technology is not as good, so you're not going to hear it as nice as it would be as if I had my speakers plugged in. So through the week before the next broadcast, which is going to be on Monday, 9 o'clock, okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brother Green said 9 o'clock on Monday nights is fine, p.m. Eastern time. So we'll try to find speakers by then. Praise the Lord. So listen to this song. Praise God. Thought it went right along with the subject tonight.
Oh, Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. I love watching that video. I love hearing that song. I tell you, there's nobody in that place that's standing still. And I was thinking while that we were playing the song, when I see Jesus, you think I'm going to be standing still? Are you going to be standing still? Think about that. I don't think so. I'm either going to be shouting, dancing, rejoicing, falling on my face, worshiping him. I'm not going to be sitting still. So why should I sit still here? And I'm not, because I know where I'm going. I know what he's delivered me from. I know the excitement that gets in my feet. And I tell you, I can't stand still. I can't sit still. Sat too long to be sitting down now. Praise God. He's done too much for me. So I just watch his video, and it encourages me to see how all those people are getting in. And if you want to hear that song, you can go to YouTube.com. It's called Jesus Said It. Indiana Bible College is the name of the school, the college, these young people that are singing this song. And I tell you, it sure is encouraging. So, again, this is Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Joanna Green here with my husband, Brother Clint Green. And tonight's episode is God's Word. And I got the river of living water, and it flows out of my belly. Praise God. And it says, Jesus said it. Who said it? The Word said it. Jesus said that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I tell you, sometimes we'll get in a situation where we feel bound, shut up, sat down, feel like a jar with a lid, and it's screwed on there real, real tight. But I tell you, God will deliver you from that. If you are called by God, he will sure make a way for you to pour you out, pick you up and pour you out. I love the song that Michael Combs sings. He says, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup overflows. Praise the Lord. And that's how I feel tonight. I feel like David, how he had to shake himself. He had to encourage himself when he came back from the Philistines. They didn't want him. They told him to go back. And so he went back to his own country. And when he got there, all the wives and the children were taken in captivity. And the people in David's army was mad at him. And David had to shake himself and encourage himself. So sometimes we'll get in a situation where we need to just shake ourselves, shake off the hurt, shake off discouragement. Just shake off things that people might say to you. Just shake it off, praise God, and encourage yourself that you can be good for the kingdom of God. We don't have time to be depressed. We don't have time to be oppressed. We don't have time for anxiety. We don't have time for nervousness. We don't have time for all that. And, you know, I work in the medical field in a doctor's office, and I see a lot of that coming in as patients with those conditions. And I tell you, it's a lot of them are children of God that I've been to church with. Praise God, the devil will try to put you in a box, try to lock you up, make you shut up, tell you no one wants to hear you. But, you know, it's all a lie from the devil. So you've got to, you know, if you take one step, God will take two. We used to sing that song, and that's the truth. If we just press on and we just shake ourselves from the situation that we're in, bound, just bound by circumstance, bound because the door's not open, and there's other avenues that God will be with you, that if you try to open up and try to preach his word, some people go on the streets and they'll preach on the street corner. Some people preach at a park. Some people will preach on the internet. Praise God. Thank God again for Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to call in, be part of the broadcast, we want you to do so by calling in at 646-787-8615. Of course, you got to dial 1 first, so it's 1-646-787-8615. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get another song. This one here is by the McCameys, and God on the Mountain is the name of this. And again, I apologize for the poor quality and sound. Hopefully by next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we will have the speakers set up and ready to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought I better stop right there. Internet wants to act up, but that's okay. We're going to just shut her down as far as this song goes. It's a good song. Love the McCamies. God on the mountain. He's still the God of the good times, and he's God in the bad times. Praise the Lord. We know that. We thank him for everything that he does for us. Thank him for prayers that have been answered through requests. God has moved on people and touched them. Many people was through Facebook was going in for surgery yesterday, and we haven't heard some of the results. But, you know, God knows who they are. He knows all about it. Praise God. So, yeah, we're having internet trouble, but that's okay. We're still on the phone. We're still live. You know, it really helps. Like when the preacher is preaching, a lot of times when you're in church and you hear the preacher preaching, he'll say amen, and like he's wanting an amen from you. He's wanting a response from you, and that encourages him to preach, that to know that you're listening, that he's not preaching to a wall, or he's just not preaching out there to the air. So it helps a lot of times when you know that someone's listening. So if you all that are listening tonight and you hear this, this was a test that I felt like conducting just to see if the internet was going to stay on long enough for us. And so far it has. It's did try to give me a little trouble, but that's okay. But shoot me out a comment that you're on, that you're hearing this, that you're listening. Say anything. Just say, hello, Sister Green, heard your broadcast. Not looking for any applause or anything like that. We're just wanting to know that people out there are listening, and that just encourages us and helps us. So a lot of prayer requests out there tonight, and again, the internet is slow. It won't let me load them up. So I'm going to go to the telephone, and I'm going to load them up that way and tell you all some of these prayer requests so that you can help us to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Sister Sarah Littrell, she said she has an unspoken prayer request. Sister Pauline Hamlin, she wants us to pray for her mom. Sister Sarah Littrell, so the first one was Phyllis. Now her sister, Sarah, also has an unspoken request. Sandy Rose, Sister Sandy says pray for her husband. He's having upcoming back surgery. Teresa Ledford, unspoken prayer request for her and her family. Kay Napier, that's our sister. That's my sister-in-law, Clinton's sister, says unspoken prayer request. Sister Shannon Dixon, she wants restored. Brandy Cantrell, pray for her family. They lost a very close family member. Also, Tanya Green, she says pray for her son. Amy Lynn says pray for her about depression. Also, Susan Bradford says pray for her family, unspoken. Kathy Marlowe, pray for her family. Also, Brenda Beaver says prayers for the people at Redford Army Ammunition Plant. Pray for them. Moses Romero says he has many unspoken requests. Sherry Taylor says pray for her daughter who has spinal fluid leakage into her brain and that things can be fixed. Deborah Walton says pray for her daughter. There's fluid behind her, around her heart. Pray for Verna Coger. Also, James Burns says pray for brother and sister Maggard. Dustin Bowens, he said pray that his job interview goes well. Darlene Fannin says unspoken. Shirley Keaton has an unspoken request. Also, pray for her daughter. She's in the ER with pneumonia, very sick. J.C. Rupert, Brother Rupert said keep him in prayer. He's not feeling well. Sandra Harrington said pray for her. Dolores Benton, Sister Dolores says got a couple prayer. God needs to move on. Maria Sinners, Sister Sinners said pray for her and their lost children and those that are lost and backslidden. Debbie Greener says she's praying over all these requests. Thank God for that. Sheila Hansen says, please pray for a financial and health situation. Pamela Hoskins, she says, pray for her family. Also, Bonnie Burke, Sister Bonnie said, remember her family. Sister Natasha says, pray for her, Natasha Anderson. Terry Pallett says, unspoken. Gina Dillon said, pray for her children. They lost their dad. Robert Bledsoe said, pray for his wife. Betty Yearwood says, remember her brother, Kim. He is having stents put in soon. Phyllis Thompson says, unspoken. Sister Rita Brown said, pray for Daryl and Misty Lewis, her mom. Is in her last hours, and we had found out this morning that Sister Misty Lewis's mother went home to be with the Lord this morning, so keep that family in prayer. Karen Constance said unspoken. Francine Hall says pray for her chemo the next Tuesday. It goes better than the first one. She doesn't want to have any pain. I don't blame her there. Pray for her miracle that she'll be completely healed. David Cape says, super special, unspoken. Brother Ron Weatherby says, pray for the Winesett family. They lost a loved one. Pam Knight said, please pray for Diamond's little daughter, Zania. Charmin Evans says, pray for the Bragg family, the Werricks. Pray for all the Ball family. Pray for Everett, also Bragg. He's having surgery in his ears and having a lot of pain and discomfort. Also, Donna Mellon says a very special unspoken request. Storm Webb says pray that her husband David's disability goes through. He's really sick. They're trying to raise two kids on less than $1,000 a month. He is now suffering with depression. I'm telling you, folks, depression is real, but it's of the devil. So pray for Sister Penny Bain. I don't see her prayer request on here, but I know she has turned in a prayer request. She was, this morning, she had a heart cath done. I haven't heard the report on it, but pray for her. She's been on my heart. And if we can just bind together and pray for those tonight in need. And again, if you'll just go on Facebook and give me a shout out that you're listening, that you've heard this broadcast or just part of it or tapped into it and heard some of it, you don't have time to listen to it all, that's okay. Just send me a shout out that just say, hello, Sister Green, heard the broadcast, and I will surely appreciate that. It encourages us to keep on going for the Lord. Of course, we're going to go on for the Lord anyway, but you know what I'm saying. It just helps us to know that there's people out there praying for us and encouraging us. It's just like amen in the preacher when he's in the pulpit and you're in the congregation. So let's take all these needs to prayer. God knows all those unspoken, those that are private prayer requests too. He sees and knows exactly who they are. And so we're just going to go ahead and pray over all these requests.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father of God. We agree together, Father God, according to your word. Father, you said, if any two shall agree, God, you are the way maker, Lord God, and the problem solver. We're lifting them up to you, Father. Oh God, you see their hearts and you see their bodies and what they're in need of, God, their finances and the things. Oh God, that are standing in their way. Father, we bind and rebuke the enemy of their souls. We bind the enemy by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, by the name. Oh God, which is above every name, Lord, touch these people, Lord. Reach into the hospitals, different places, God, and heal the hurts in their bodies and minds. And oh God, heal them with cancer, God, that are fighting that dreaded disease. We bind it and rebuke it, God. We bind the symptoms and we bind it in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father, that healing is the children's bread. Oh, God, we're calling upon you, God. You said, Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, that there would be, Lord, deliverance in Zion, Father God. And we, I believe Zion is the church today, Father God. We name the name of Jesus, God. We, I believe on him as the scripture said, let healing flow into these bodies, Lord God, into their places, Lord, where they are tonight, in the hospitals and nursing homes, different places. Lord, comfort them, God, that have lost loved ones, Father God, that have passed away. We pray, oh God, that you would help them, comfort them, oh God, that you strengthen them, Lord, in their faith and to believe, Lord, the good things, or to thank upon the good things, oh God, and the good memories, Father. Oh, God, help your people tonight, Father God. Reach down, Lord. Oh, God, you see the unspoken requests. Lord, we lift them up to you, Father. We're asking you, God, to move. We're asking you, God, oh, Lord, to send the ministering angels of heaven to minister, God, to the heirs of salvation, Lord, to the people. Oh, God, that are calling on your name, Father God, that believe on you, God. Oh, God, we lift them up, our brothers and our sisters in Christ, oh, God, and them, Lord, that are reaching out for salvation, asking you, God, to move in their life, Father. Oh, God, we pray for our loved ones that are not saved. Oh, God, we pray, oh, Lord, you to bring conviction to their hearts. Father, help them, Lord, to humble themselves and pray. Oh, God, to seek you, Lord, while you may be found, call on you. Oh, God, Father, that you're near, Father, we ask these things, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind every disease. Oh, God, you, Lord, are the same yesterday, today, and forever, God. You're no respecter of person. Oh, God, you've given us power over the enemy, God, authority. We bind in the name of Jesus the devil's works. In the name of Jesus, God, send forth healing, Lord, this night. Lord, send healing into these homes and places where people are tonight, Father. Lord, send the ministering angels of heaven, God, to touch and to heal and deliver. Oh, God, push back the darkness and unbelief and doubt. We bind by the word of God. We bind it by the name of Jesus. Father, we stand, Lord, upon the promises of God. We thank you, Lord, you placed us, God, when you saved us. Oh, God, into a place of authority, God, you've given us power. Over all power of the enemy, God, we bind the powers of darkness by the Spirit of God, by the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb and the power of the cross. Oh, God, by the working of your power and your Spirit in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, God, we speak to the mountains, Father. We speak to those things that are standing against us. And we bind and rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Command them to go by the word of God. By the name which is above every name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. While Brother Green's feeling the anointing, we're going to let him go ahead and obey God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on here after so many months have gone by, so many weeks, and time is ticking on, and we're not getting any younger, and we need to obey God while we have a chance. You know, they sang that old song, I think I'll obey God while I have a chance. Praise God, I think I'll testify while I have a chance. I believe I'll preach a while. Praise God while I have a chance, because I might not get this chance anymore. You know, I went to a revival meeting, and the preacher man was preaching. And he said, you know, you may not get another opportunity to come into this house. This might be the last time you ever hear the gospel preached. This may be your last opportunity to ever hear the word of God and to make a decision about following Christ. He said we need to give our heart to God. And the only thing that's really going to count is what we do for Christ in this world. You know, the Lord remembers how many times you might have talked to somebody on the street or your next door neighbor or somebody, you know, come by your way and you got an opportunity to say something about Jesus and try to point them to that Savior that died on the cross for their sins and whosoever will can come and have eternal life. And the door of mercy is open because Jesus opened that door at Calvary 2,000 years ago when he went up on that hill, when he bled and died on that cross, and he paid that ultimate price, and he satisfied God, and that he bore the sins of the world in his own body, in his own flesh. He bore the sins of the world. He became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He opened the door of mercy, and he made a way and provided a way that we could have salvation. This salvation is not just to a few people, a few privileged people. No, he died for the sins of the whole world, that whosoever will can come, if they will their life to God, and give their heart to God, because God gave us life, and he wants us to give this life back to him, and that we would serve him all the days of our life. We would take up the cross and follow him. I thought, you know, when he prayed, many times he would pray, and the disciples wanted to know how should they pray. And he said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He started out about the kingdom, about the fulfilling the call of God upon our life. And he didn't call just a few people to try to publish the gospel and preach the gospel and tell the good news. But no,
He called his whole body, the body of believers. The hand can't say to the foot that I have no need of thee, but we are the body of Christ in this world that we're living in. We need one another, and the world needs us, praise God. And the world is looking for somebody that's, living for Christ and being a witness and a light. He said, after that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me. And, you know, tonight we're just going to preach on the Word of God. And I want to read a few scriptures, starting out here, just trying to get led of the Spirit on the things to say. But it's a privilege, like I say, to be with you tonight. I was listening to the prayer requests and know a lot of those people that are turning in these prayer requests, and many good Christian people, wonderful people of God, that are going through great battles, because the devil is our adversary. The Bible tells us he is our adversary, and he has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'd encourage you tonight to get into the Word of God. If you need healing for your bodies, something you need from God, whatever it is, if you can find those promises in the Scripture, then you can have faith to believe, and you can have it come to pass. He said, if we knock, he would open, the door. If we'd ask, if we would believe, if we would seek, we would find, and he withhold no good thing, he said, from them that walk uprightly before me. He is a reward that diligently seek him. I'll tell you, if we begin to knock on the door of heaven in the name of Jesus, I'll tell you, somewhere along the line we're going to get results. But we also have to stay in the Word of God, because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Over there in Romans chapter 10, I believe it is, verse 17, I believe it is, he said, so then, let me get over there and read that, because that's a pretty powerful scripture there in the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, and there's some more things there in the 10th chapter I kind of wanted to bring out tonight, because I got to thinking about how the Word of God is nigh us. He's not far from any of us, the Bible said. You know, we look at the Word of God. We have the written Word here in front of us, praise God. You've probably got two or three Bibles there, wherever you live, maybe at least one. And hopefully you read the Scriptures, praise God. And the Bible said to study to show yourself approved, praise God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And also, I would recommend the King James Version Bible. I would recommend that you stay with that King James Version. I believe that's the Bible for the English-speaking people, praise God. That's basically what the pilgrims came over here with. They had the Geneva Bible, and the only difference between it and the King James was the different footnotes that was in that Bible. And those footnotes in that Bible was causing strife between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, because the Protestant Church had broke away, praise God, from the Catholic Church, which caused a problem there for a while, praise God. And it caused division, it caused strife, and heartache and that. But so King James, he was not, as far as I know, a religious man. He didn't even, as far as I know, have a good testimony. But he said, we got to get something done about this. So he said, just give us a Bible. Just give us the plain Word of God with no footnotes. And, you know, that's kind of the best way to go with the Scriptures, is because, depending on where you get your Bible, if it's got a bunch of footnotes and stuff, it could lead you in the wrong direction, because that's what man sometimes comes up with. the doctrines of men instead of the doctrine of Christ. But I thank God for the true word of God. And the Bible tells us here in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, we could never be healed if we never knew that healing was in the scriptures. It would be mighty hard for a man to have faith in healing if he never seen anybody healed, or he never heard of anybody being healed, and he didn't know it was in the scripture. He would never ask them, because the Bible said, you have not because you ask not. And sometimes we ask amiss, but if we can find the scriptures on what we need, so we can study these scriptures, get them down in our heart, and we can meditate upon the word of God both day and night, and we can get this word in us to the place to where the word is working in us. Praise God. We used to sing a little song, the word is working mightily in me. Praise God, you know. And you would sing that song, and you feel joy, and you feel power. You feel the presence of God because you knew the word was working mightily in you. And, you know, the word's working mightily in me tonight, and it's working in you. If you stay in the word, stay with the word, praise God. God works with them that work with the word, praise God. We need to carry our Bible as much as possible, or the scriptures, or something pertaining to the kingdom of God. I was reading there in the book of Acts, I believe it was, in the 8th chapter, where Philip went down and preached the gospel unto them. He preached the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and the Bible said that there was great miracles happening in Philip's life. Praise God. There was great persecution against the church, and it was because they were preaching the word of God. You see, we have the written word, like I said a little bit ago, before us, but there is also the living word. And the living word is Jesus, the man, the Christ that came, the God-man, the Son of God that came, was born, and he came from heaven, and he said he was going back to heaven, praise God. So we have the living word that was with us, and we have the written word, praise God. And talking about Philip went down to Samaria there, and the Bible said he preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Praise God. I'll tell you where the gospel is being preached and people are being healed and devils are coming out. People, unclean spirits crying with a loud voice, was coming out because he was preaching Christ. He was preaching the word of God. And Jesus is the word. The Bible said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. Let me get over there to it here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. And we drop on down, and we see here that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. It said the Word, in the beginning the Word was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Praise God. Talking about Jesus there. Talking about the living Word of God being with the Father. Praise God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Praise the Lord. So we see that he was in the beginning with God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It says here, In verse number 10, same chapter, chapter 1, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. In other words, when he came into his own, praise God, it also says in verse 11, he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And that's where we're at today. If we can believe on the name of Jesus, and we believe the record that God gave of his son, how that he sent him to be the Savior, and how that he died for our sins, and how he was buried and rose the third day, and all these things that the Scripture says, like Paul said over there in 1 Corinthians 15, according to the Scriptures. Praise God. And I don't know if Joanna wants to say something to you, Joanna. Let me go ahead. Praise God. So Paul said, we must believe on him according to the Scriptures. And like I said, the Scriptures is the written word of God, and Jesus was the living word. And that's why we can eat his flesh. He said at the table there one day, at the Last Supper, he said, drink this cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. And he said, drink you all of it. We need to get all of this word down in our heart. We need to study the word of God to show ourselves approved. You know tonight we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers. Oh, praise God, we have power with God. Oh, if you could get into the word of God. Oh, glory to God. Get the God power in you. Get that anointing down in your soul. I tell you, God said all power. Jesus said, Matthew 28, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Oh, praise God. What he meant was all authority. All authority was given unto him. And he said, I give power unto you to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You've got power tonight, church. You're in the body of Christ. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have authority over the devil. Every part of the body of Christ has authority over the devil because you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Take authority over the devil, church. Bind him, rebuke him, command him to go out of your situations. Put him to flight. The Bible said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. We need to get this word down in us, praise God, to where we can put the devil to flight. The Bible actually, the Hebrew tells us that he not just flees, but he runs in terror. The devil is afraid of you. He's scared out of his shoes when you start taking the name of Jesus and you know your authority in Christ and you bind him by the name of Jesus. You tell him to take his flight. I tell you, we need to rise up in power and in might and be filled with all the fullness of God that we can command the devil and he will take his flight. Praise God. I don't know how many minutes we've got. Praise God. We're finished. 15 seconds. Just want God bless you tonight. The Lord loves you. And just bind the devil off your situation. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We'll be back on next Monday, Lord willing, maybe sooner. So one thing good about Blog Talk Radio is you pay a monthly fee, but you can go on as long as 2 hours daily. So we may be back on before Monday. We'll let it be known on Facebook. We'll create another episode with the help of God. Other than that, if you don't hear from us from then, in between, we'll be back Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you all. Remember, give me a shout-out on Facebook if you've heard the broadcast. If you want to be our friend on Facebook, and you're in third world countries, just go right ahead. I'm Joanna Green and in Ohio, so just send me a friend request and I'll accept you, and you can get notifications when we're going to be back on the air. So we'd love to have you as a friend. If you're a prayer warrior, help us pray. If you're a preacher, help us preach. If you sing, help us sing. Praise God. We just love the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be with everyone. In Jesus' name, until next time, God bless you all.
Praise God.